每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
七月一日，世界上最畅销的书。因为耶和华赐人智慧，知识和聪明都由他口而出。箴言二章六节。不足为奇，圣经一直以来都是世界上最畅销的书，没有其他任何书籍能够触及到它深厚的智慧、诗意的美，以及它历史和预言的准确性。声称这是充满了伪造、虚构、不能兑现承诺的批评者，发现其实这样的困难是在于他们自己，而不是圣经。更广泛、更仔细的研究表明，引起这种明显的矛盾不是真理预言的不一致，而是翻译的不准确性。需要纠正的是我们人类，而不是圣经。然而，在许多的家庭和所谓的受过教育的人中，拿圣经开玩笑已成为一种时尚，把它当作一个除尘器，而不是神活泼的道。太多的家庭用圣经存放旧信件或压瓶干花，却完全忽略了上帝想要透过这本书带给他们的帮助和应许。让我们一起祷告。全能的上帝，我为你话语的权柄来赞美你。这话语是我的救赎之道，是我得以存活、拥有平安并享有永生的生命之道。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
July 1st, Global Bestseller. His every word is a treasure of knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6.It is small wonder, the Bible has always been the world's bestseller. No other book can touch its profound wisdom, its poetic beauty, or the accuracy of its history and prophecy. Its critics, who claim it to be filled with forgery, fiction, and unfulfilled promises, are finding that the difficulties lie with themselves and not with the Bible.Greater and more careful scholarship has shown that apparent contradictions were caused by incorrect translations rather than divine inconsistencies. It was man and not the Bible that needed correcting, and yet, in many homes and among so-called educated people, it has become fashionable to joke about the Bible and to regard it as more as a dust catcher than as the living Word of God.Too many families have used the Bible as a safe storage place for old letters and pressed flowers, and have overlooked entirely the help and assurance that God intended His book to give them. Let's pray. Almighty God, I praise you for the authority of your word, which speaks to me of my redemption, life as it should be lived, peace and eternal life with you. In Jesus' name, amen.